Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Very excited to talk to our next guest as the Florida Panthers getting ready for their third straight trip to the Stanley Cup Final. And one of the champs joining us here, Evan Rodriguez, got his first goal of the postseason in the Cats clincher against the Hurricanes. Evan, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
What level of honor is it when you get the puck for the puck board? It's one of our favorite things every time you guys are around the locker room. Whoever won the last game has to give it to the next guy. So when you get the puck, where does that go as far as in-season honors for you from your teammates?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because it comes from your teammates. Like you said, it's something that your teammates recognize. And it's a cool little tradition, right? We did it last year and again this year, and you always want to help contribute to a win, right? So being acknowledged by your teammates is special, and each guy will get there.
How hard is it? Because we've seen the transition from winning the President's Cup but not performing well in the playoffs to kind of changing how everything is done. More physical, more defensive. How is that transition for like guys that come in, or even for guys that were here? Because like you spend your career playing a certain way, and then it's just thrown out the door, and you have to kind of reinvent yourself.
Yeah, I think the best way I can put it is you don't really have a choice. You go through the regular season and it's still a little bit different than what our game is in the playoffs. And once the playoffs come, if you don't play our way and if you don't do the things that are necessary to winning, it's not really the coaches that are on you. It's the players on the bench. It's the guys right next to you that are like, we don't do that here. That's unacceptable. Don't do it again. And when your teammates are holding you accountable, it's a different feeling than, even the coach or whoever else. And like I said, it, you don't really have a choice, or, everyone's kind of on you and everyone will be like, that just isn't it. So you learn quickly and you just adapt because, at the end of the day, you recognize and realize that it's what you need to do to be successful. And I think everyone recognizes that pretty quickly and then hops right on board.
It's a weird dynamic because I play football, and a guy who was not tough and physical never just turned on a switch and became tough and physical. And the style of play that I've seen now versus a couple of years ago is so different. And I always wondered, did you guys always have it in you, or it was just something, like you said, like you have to adapt?
I'd say a little bit of both. I would say the guys that we have on our team all have that edge. But at the same time, a lot of it's mental, right? Like you, even if you think you don't have it, you, the team, the guys that, you know, have been here and I guess lead in that category kind of drag you right into the fight, right? Like if you got the other four guys on the team going into a fight, right, you're not going to be the one guy standing off to the side. Cause again, like I said earlier, your team's going to let you know, like that's right. Not acceptable. So, you know, we have leaders in that category that, you know, are we have guys that are more physical and, you know, maybe meaner than others, but everyone pulls on the rope, right? Everyone does what they can. Everyone, you know, lays their hits when they have them. And it's almost like it's a team thing, right? When it's over and over and over again, the other team starts to feel it, and it might not be the biggest hits or it might not be, you know, the meanest, but when you're getting hit over and over and over again, it wears on you. And I can imagine it's the same thing in football and any sport. It's the toll eventually catches up to you.
Well, speaking of toughness, how crazy was it that you got an embellishment call for basically getting torpedoed into the boards? Like that was one of the craziest things I think I've ever seen in my life. Like when you were going there, did you even realize like what was happening when that got called on you?
I had no idea. I've mentioned this before, but I went off the ice. So I just figured, you know, they got a roughing or matching roughings between whoever was out there. And, you know, it was funny, in between the second and third period, Ekki said like that was the craziest call I've ever seen. And I was a little bit pissed off. I kind of ignored him a little bit and just didn't acknowledge like what he said. And then after the game, I got a text from my brother being like, yeah, that was a crazy embellishing. And that's when I found out that I got an embellishing call. didn't even know how to react because I couldn't, like I could not believe it. Like I couldn't fathom that. That could even be possible.
Is it literally though? It's impossible to call roughing on one guy and embellishment on the other. It's either one or the other.
Yeah, I it's one of those like I'm just gonna move on from because I can't even explain it to you. Like I couldn't even tell you like, oh, this is what he saw, or like this is what maybe like this is what like maybe I could see it through his eyes, but I just like I got nothing for you.
You have nothing to explain. It was crazy to me. It still is one of those things that's going to be like, we'll look back on the DVD of this season and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that was a moment.
Yeah.
One of the things that's crazy though, Evan, like you do finally get your first goal, but you guys have so many guys who have scored, but you were amongst like the group who didn't, and it didn't seem like you belong. I know you have a ton of assists in the postseason run. So were you getting any talk from your teammates? Because you're usually like piling it into the net during a postseason run. How crazy was it that it took that long to get one to finally go for you?
No, it didn't bother me at all. I don't think even the guys on, I'm going to be honest, I don't even think the guys on the team knew I didn't have a goal yet. Like it's just, we couldn't be more of a team in that sense of the word. Like it doesn't matter who's scoring, who's getting points. At the end of the day, it's just about wins, right? So personally, obviously you always want to contribute, you always want to, you know, put the puck in the net, help the team win. But you know, like I said before, I was saving them for
an avalanche.
Yeah, exactly. So just stockpiling them. And obviously nice to score though and contribute to that one.
The way you guys play though, it's almost like the way, even when Paul explains games, the scoring is a product of doing all the other things necessary to win. So there's not as much importance put on scoring, even though you need a score to win.
Yeah, I think the biggest message, I think, and the biggest takeaway is that we're all in the NHL for a reason, right? We all have the talent. We all have the ability. We all got to this spot because we have talent. So when you focus on...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On, you know, the little things and the defense and, you know, the things that are more mentally hard than, you know, actual talent. The talent will just come out when it has to come out, right? The goal scoring ability, the playmaking ability, those things will come out just because it's what we've done our whole lives. We know how to do it. It's the reason why we're here. And so when you put the mental focus onto, you know, like you said, the defense, the physical, you know, nature of the game, the hitting, those sort of things that aren't just natural, that take, you know, focus and attention, the rest of it just takes care of itself. And I think that's, you know, that's where we're having our success, is that we can, you know, put our mental capacity into the hard things and, you know, the fun and the goal scoring, the playmaking. That's when your natural instincts, your natural talents just take care of themselves and shine through.
How have you found this season for your team being the hunted, like being the team that everybody wants to chase down? Some people are calling you the standard right now, but like, what is it like bringing that in the back of your head to the rink every single night instead of, you know, redemption, getting your first championship and trying to get to this big accomplishment? Is it a different mental exercise to bring it again and knowing that everybody's gunning for you with their best?
I think in the regular season more than the playoffs. The regular season, you know, it's a long year. It's a bit of a grind. Like you said, every team is now bringing their best because they know that's kind of what they need to beat us. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said it's not, you know, extremely hard to bring it every single night, right? Like it's a long season. And, but once it comes to the playoffs, I think, you know, that's when you're seeing every team, every player's best night in, night out. And in that token, it's, you know, we've been fine in that regard. It hasn't been that too much of a challenge. It's something I think we've embraced more and we'll look to continue to do that the rest of the way.
Do you guys laugh when other teams come to you and say, we're going to try to be as physical as you, and you go, you're not that guy, right? Because it kind of happened early in the Carolina series where, you know, I've known Carolina to be just extremely fast on skates, like just from one end to the other, whatever. Then all of a sudden, now we got fisticuffs all the time. We're like, that's not your thing, dude. That for the Panthers, that's Tuesday.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's where the experience and doing it all regular season long, this is where you see the payoff, right? This is where we can, you know, withstand that and do it over and over and over again and it be normal for us. You know, in the playoffs, a lot of, you know, even when I was on different teams before this, you can get up for a period or two and be physical and hard. Even a game, you can do it for 60 minutes, but to do it night in and night out when you haven't done it before is extremely challenging. It's right. I've had the experience, like I said, I've had the experiences on other teams doing that. And I think that's one of our biggest You know, advantages, I would say, is that we've had the experience of doing it. It's what we preached all year long from the start of training camp. It's what we did last year. It's what the guys that were here did the year before. And it's just more natural to us, I believe. And I think that's, you know, a big reason, a big part of our success.
A couple more randos before we get you out of here, Evan. In the last win, you guys, the team put out a mic'd up, and Paul Maurice said at one point, "You guys are sweet saucing it tonight, boys." What the hell does that mean? What is sweet saucing it?
He makes fun of us when we try to get cute with the puck and, you know, make plays and be fancy. So that was someone probably threw a, you know, nice head high saucer pass across the ice, and that was his subtle, not so subtle way of saying, "Hey, enough, enough." That's, you're done. Oh,
so yeah. It wasn't a compliment.
No, well, it was a compliment, but also there was a hidden meaning of, "Hey, that's your like that. That isn't us, and that was your one, and now stop."
is he like that with everything? Because, you know, when he talks to the media, he kind of has a sly way of making his point where everybody gets it, but then he'll smile or stay in this one tone of voice. But then you'll hear him on like in the box yelling at you guys, and I'm like, oh, he's a different dude.
Yeah, he's really, it's one of his that I found over my 2 years here, is he's really good at controlling, or I guess getting the message across. Like, whatever his message is, he has a way about him, whether it be in a sarcastic way or whether it be sometimes, like, he almost knows what we need, right? So when we need, you know, when we need a strong and, yeah, when your mother F's you, you know, like, yeah, sometimes we get the message, but then, like you just mentioned, like, sometimes they'll say something extremely sarcastic where we all kind of get a chuckle out of it, but then it's like, "Hey guys, like,
okay, let's go."
But, you know, so he does a really good job of knowing what we need and what our team needs, and he's a fun coach to play for, that's for sure.
My favorite game. I think you guys end up losing a game or something, and he goes, "You know what? I like a lot of things that we did. It's not like we're going to come up here tomorrow and have a punitive skate." So I've been wondering, what the hell is a punitive skate?
You know, I think I'm wondering with you. I don't know. I'm guessing we're not coming out here and having like maybe like being all down and upset. We're going to go out there. We're going to get his big message is, you know, we win or we learn type deal. So if you win, you're feeling good. You get back to work. But if not, you learn from it and you get right back out there. Right. You learn from it. You take the things, you change the things you need to change, and you just get back to work. And, you know, we obviously have a good setup here. We have a brand new practice facility, you know, beautiful weather, this, that, and the other thing. We're all living our dream in a great place. But at the end of the day, when we come to the rink and it's between the hours of whatever it is, 9 to 1 or however long we're here till, it's, we put the work boots on and, we put our work in, and then we get to go enjoy ourselves. So I'm sure that was part of his message was that we're going to get back to work.
Evan Rodriguez, thanks for giving us so much time, man. Best of luck. Safe travels up to Edmonton. Will you be making any DQ runs in Edmonton? Is that part of your go-to dessert? Will you be part of the DQ crew?
I haven't been part of the DQ crew, but I've seen some things online that people are already mapping out where they are. So
part of Canada are you from?
Pardon?
What part of Canada are you from?
I'm from Toronto.
So my wife is from Sherbrooke.
Oh, okay, Quebec. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that small little town had a Dairy Queen. Yeah. Dairy Queen Brazier, because they had hamburgers.
So I'm not going to put any names out there. I'll let you guys figure it out. But there is someone on this team that swears that the bacon cheeseburger at DQ is the best fast food burger out there.
It's got to be Mikola.
I'm not giving you the name, but there is a human being on the Florida Panthers that
lives by the Dairy Queen bacon cheeseburger.
That's a crazy take.
That's what I'm leaving you guys with.
So. All right. Hey, best of luck this series, Evan. Thanks for spending so much time with us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.